As part of our continuing coverage of the 2017 grape harvest in the Finger Lakes, I drove out to Redtail Ridge last week on the west side of Seneca Lake. Winemaker and co-owner Nancy Ireland walked me around and introduced me to her staff and intern. Like many in the Finger Lakes wine industry, they've worked and have friends in the Northern California wine industry. They've been affected by the historic wildfires.
Yeah, actually, the first winery that I worked at has some structural damage from the fire. Nothing too serious, but they've been affected.
Yeah. It's been terrible to hear all the news. I have so many close friends there that have been in dire straits over the past few days.
In the Finger Lakes, the issue this year has been an unusually wet growing season. That affects not only the quality of the fruit, but has had a significant impact on the speed of the harvest.
This is probably the latest we've ever been into harvest, except for doing noble rot wines. So we still have quite a bit of fruit hanging at this point when normally we'd be well into the Riesling at this point and, you know, getting to the point where we're looking at dessert wines. So in that way, it's been challenging.
The day that I visited was overcast and rainy. Ireland and her team were working inside. Despite the weather making for a challenging harvest schedule, she still found time this season to try some new things.
This year, we're repeating our skin-fermented whites with our 50-50 Gewurztraminer and Estate Chardonnay, and that's coming along. That's an indigenous fermentation. We're going to do Petnet again for Riesling, and then today we just bottled our very first Rosé Sparkling Pinot Petnet. So that is a first for us.
You can find some of our previous stories on the 2017 grape harvest, including visits to Fox Run Vineyards and Red Newt Cellars, on our website, weos.org. Our next visits will be with Cayuga Spring Vineyards and Hosmer Winery.